maybe, I don't know. WMFO Medford, good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University. All right, so... Yes, it's hot. It's September and it's summer. I love it. So, yeah, I think other than being extremely humid, it's, you know, it's gorgeous out. Everybody's getting back to school routines. So a lot more traffic in the city. So you have to kind of take account of that. Here's an announcement. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque paper? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that's pretty important. All right, let's get started here with something from Laser Lloyd. Oh, I see what I did. Okay, I forgot to reset the board. Just give me a second here. Okay, so I have to, that's good, okay.
And we all seek to build a world of love. I will learn to love all God's children, and the world will be in peace and harmony. When we'll know we're all God's children, then the world. Children sing and the dreamers dream of love. I sing a world of peace and harmony, where all God's children will be. As
Art has always been the handmaid of something. Of course, forever and a day, the handmaid of religion.
Hey, it's a matzah, 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 malachah.
Okay, that was Rebbe Sol and Tzama Lacha Nafshi from their Change the World with a Sound. And we heard Simply Safat before that, a Breslov melody from their CD called New Beginnings on Sameach Music. And before that, Laser Lloyd, We Are All God's Children from Freedom's Child. Okay, I want to share something with you from Israel 21st Century, this wonderful site that I learn a lot of technology that's happening and innovations coming to us. This is an article by Nama Barak, and it's called The Startup Storing Renewable Energy Under the Sea. Storing high-pressure air in a similarly high-pressure underwater environment can solve technical difficulties in the production of renewable energy. Let's see what else it has to say. Here we go. When you look at electricity production, you realize renewable energy has already arrived. Yonadav Buber tells Israel 21st Century. The cost of renewable energy production is already competing with that of coal and natural gas. The only reason we haven't yet become dependent on renewable energy is that it works whenever it wants. You can't turn on the sun at night or make the wind blow. That's true. There are lots of companies examining ways to store renewable energy to make it more available. But I always think that the simplest solution is also the best one, Buber says. And as the CEO of Israeli energy storage startup, Baromar, Buber believes his company has reached such a solution, storing renewable energy underwater right on the seabed. Amazing. One simple, low-tech solution, he notes, is compressing air inside a tank and then releasing it to create electricity. Such high pressure requires either very big, strong tanks or geological formations such as former natural gas reservoirs that have been emptied of gas. Neither option is widely available. What is more commonly available, he says, is the sea. Deep in the sea, where the pressure levels are high, tanks storing high-pressure compressed air don't need to be particularly strong or big because pressure levels aren't so different in and out of the tank. This fact stands at the heart of the solution Baromar is now developing. This is a really genius solution because it circumvents the problem in a very elegant way. It also creates the possibility of more or less endless energy storage because we're talking about the seabed, which is not exactly hot real estate, Buber says. We can place as many simple concrete tanks as we want, and on the beach itself, only take up very little space in the form of a compression station. In Baromar's solution, the energy used to compress the air in underwater tanks comes from surplus electricity from the grid, which travels to the seabed via pipes. What's so good about the solution is that it doesn't burn anything. It utilizes energy that is available and unused on the grid. This energy enters the compressor, gets stored in the concrete tanks, and then later, when the electricity is needed, the air makes its way back up the beach and passes through a turbo generator, a turbo expander and generator. This usage of surplus electricity at certain times of the day, Buber adds, can help address the issue of surplus renewable energy that goes to waste. That's why the issue of energy storage is so important. It enables us to time our usage of renewable energy and to match supply with demand. This lack of matching is the reason the world hasn't moved to 100% renewable energy, because you need, for example, energy at night, and you don't know whether the wind will blow, but you do know that the sun most certainly won't shine. In terms of footprint, Buber stresses that the solution is carbon neutral since it doesn't require any electricity of its own, only surplus power. Its physical footprint on beaches would be minimal, while underwater, the non-hazardous concrete tanks will be located at the depth of 500 meters, where there's little marine life. Proven solutions, a little bit more here. Barrow-Mars solution is unique, he says, in that it doesn't compete with battery-type energy storage solutions that can provide energy for a short period of time. Instead, it could provide lengthy periods, even whole seasons, of energy. Wow. The technology is proven to work, Buber adds. Unlike other solutions which require extensive development until they can prove themselves, our main challenge is bureaucratic and has to do with regulations and certain engineering challenges of building on the seabed. Other technologies, meanwhile, have yet to be proven or proven only in a lab, and it will be more challenging for them to reach commercial stages. Well, there's a little bit more here, actually quite a bit more, but if you want to go to Israel 21st Century, it's Israel 21C, you can read more about this. It's a great solution. Huh. All right, so WMFO Medford, this is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Happy to be with you here today.
Yeah. It's those sad pictures I'm beginning to see now, as I'm welcomed with comfort by the angels of hell. Same old man on the bench throws breadcrumbs to the pigeons. See, a blind man is lost with his cane in his hand. Did I mention last week when I spoke with the prophet? His word was so true that I started to cry. Though clouds darken and raindrops are heard on the window, the beggar still lies there in his torn coat. You see, he's not in style, can't have khakis or Levi's. Dressed like that photograph you bought in the pond. And what if your pain was so great that you cried out, and no one was there by your side? Wake up your own soul, wake up your friends. Chew off the devil, stay out of harm's way. Wake up your own soul, wake up your child with a tear in his eye. When it all gets revealed, there may be nothing left to see. Most of my heroes, they faded away, and they left this world, some like kings, most like junkies. It's clear from their last note that tells us goodbye, and I'm sure there's a way to undo the thread of sorrow, cut the lines that led us this far. Wake up your own soul, wake up your friends. Chew off the devil and stay out of harm's way. Wake up your own soul, wake up your friends. Chew off the devil and stay out of harm's way. That's written all over your soul. If you wanna detect it, that shouldn't be hard. There's a mystical song and it comes in your mind, and a flag to declare that you stand on your feet. But you must lift the shades and climb out of your cave. There's a path that could lead you away from your past. So I stare down the sunset, I turn to go home, put my head on the pillow.
Yo ba da ba di ba da 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 Noi vessi sport, vessi steso, mi collo
מפי עוללים ויונקים ייסדת עוז. מפי עוללים ויונקים ייסדת עוז. נתת ילדינו עם נרותינו, נתת שבתותינו, נכיר נשמותינו. מתנה טובה נתת לנו, מתנה לנו ילדינו, מתנה טובה כנוזה בשמי מרום, מתנה טובה שבת שלום. הילה 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 הקדוש ברוך הוא, ממלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא. הילה 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 בוא אחר שלום, מלאכי השרת, מלאכי עליון, ממלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, ממלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך. נתת לנו מתנה טובה, לנו לילדינו מתנה טובה, גנוזה בשמי מרום, מתנה טובה שבת שלום. ייסדת עוז מפי עוללים ויונקים, ייסדת עוז. Thank you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That was Eliyahu Sills on that gorgeous flute. Padip Groove is the name of the song from Songs of Kadim. And before that, Roz Hartman, Hashalom Shiloh from his CD Shabbat Olam. And Tim Sparks before that, Hamisha Asar from his CD called Neshama on Tzaddik Records. And then we heard Avraham Fried, Amalko de Olmo, very nice cantorial piece. This Way or That is the name of that CD on Sameach Records. And then the Moshav Band, Wake Up. Good time of year to hear that. Oneg Shemesh Band before that, Adir Adirenu, from his CD Bring Us Together. And I think I've announced the other ones. Okay, good. So we are just about ready to start a new year according to the Jewish calendar. And as a result, this coming Saturday night in the Ashkenaz tradition, there will be prayers called Slichos. Now, the Sephardim do that for a month, but the Ashkenazim do it the Saturday before Rosh Hashanah. And so we'll be sharing a little bit more about that in just a bit. I'm going to play something from Craig Taubman's CD called Inscribed. Get us in the mood. All right, we're WMFO Medford. This is The Voicemobile, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
Hey, day, 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 day. Hey, day, day, day. Hey, day, 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 day. Hayom. Te'amseinu hayom. Te'varcheinu hayom.